From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Rescue efforts are continuing in Pakistan, where floods have killed at least 1,000 people. Floodwaters are reportedly receding in some areas. But as the BBC's Alec McBull reports, there is now concern that more rain will fall in the coming days.
Vast areas of northwest Pakistan remain submerged. The army says 30,000 troops are now involved in relief operations, but with around 1 million people estimated to have been affected, there are, of course, many who've yet to receive help. Thousands have seen their homes and businesses entirely washed away by the violent torrents caused by the heaviest rains in Pakistan's history. And bodies of those who drowned are being recovered all the time.
The BBC's Ali McBull reporting. The problem in Russia is not enough water. A record drought and high temperatures have sparked hundreds of fires in recent days. At least 28 people have died and dozens of villages have been damaged or destroyed. One of the worst hit was the village of Maslovka, about 300 miles south of Moscow. Half the houses were reduced to ashes. A minibus of civilians struck a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan today. 6 people were killed. The explosion occurred in Kandahar province, where U.S. and NATO forces are increasing operations against the Taliban. The Netherlands is beginning to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan. Larry Miller reports from London that NATO is playing down that significance.
The Dutch contingent was small, just under 2,000 troops out of a total NATO fighting force of more than 145,000. The Dutch military commander said his soldiers had done their job, improving security in the mountainous Oeruzgan province in central Afghanistan. 24 Dutch troops were killed since being deployed in 2006. NATO Secretary General praised the Dutch mission, calling it the benchmark for others, and officials insist the military alliance remains strong. NATO's request that the Netherlands stay brought down the Dutch government in February. In a statement to a Dutch newspaper, a Taliban spokesman said, "The movement congratulates the Netherlands for withdrawing." For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the military is attempting to protect civilians in Afghanistan who may be at risk because of the release of documents by the website WikiLeaks. Admiral Mike Mullen told NBC the U.S. is obligated to shield informants named in the papers.
The fact that they would look at what our tactics are, how we report, where we're fighting, who's involved, the kinds of things that we do, and yet there's the volume is such that we really haven't put it all together to be able to say this is exactly what the potential is in terms of that.
WikiLeaks posted tens of thousands of secret documents. The Taliban says it will use them to hunt down people cooperating with foreign forces. This is NPR News from Washington. Truck drivers in Greece announced today they're ending their nearly week-long strike. They had walked off the job Monday to protest the government's plan to open their profession to non-union members, a requirement under a European Union IMF bailout plan. The strike has disrupted fuel supplies across the country, causing long lines at gas stations. Police are using helicopters and dogs in the search for 3 men who escaped from an Arizona prison Friday night. The 3 convicted murderers reportedly used a stolen big rig in their escape. Police say they're considered especially dangerous. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran explains how they got out.
Police say the escapees, all men in their late 30s to mid-40s, broke out of a medium-security prison in Golden Valley, Arizona, by cutting a hole in a perimeter fence Friday night. Police have been able to piece together enough information to figure out that a 44-year-old woman named Casalyn May Welch helped in the escape by meeting the men outside the prison fence just after dawn on Saturday. The group then reportedly hijacked a semi-truck, holding the drivers at gunpoint for a 2-hour drive east to Flagstaff, where they fled the truck and took off on foot in orange prison jumpsuits. The drivers of the truck were unharmed. The Utah-based prison management facility operates the Golden Valley Prison, as well as those in 5 other states. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The Associated Press is now reporting that one of the convicts was caught in Rifle, Colorado, about 670 miles from the prison. NASA says one of 2 cooling systems aboard the International Space Station broke down last night. That forced NASA to shut down several power stations to avoid overheating. Officials say the crew is not in danger. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.